Face it, listeners, however many there are out there, face it. We're cowards. We're a church of cowards. Now, I speak for the Catholic Church when I say we're a church filled with cowards. I bet Mark Kresler's would say the same thing about many of the churches that he knows. We're a church filled with cowards. Oh, we'll cling to our guns, to quote Obama, Bibles and all that. Oh, man, I'm good. I'm American apple pie, baby. When it comes down to it, it's not about how many toys you have or any of those things. It's about the kind of life we lead and the world that we leave behind. We can go back and read all the lives of the saints and the martyrs, most of the martyrs, all the saints, and we could substantiate that they left worlds, cities, towns, planets, better off morally than they found them, didn't they? Did they have a goal in mind? If you went to St. Bernard of Clairvaux or St. Matilda, today's saint, for example, said, St. Matilda, where are you going? Would she say, I don't know? Or would she say, there's poor people over there, down the road. I'm going to establish a home. And I'm going to move in there as long as it takes to improve their conditions. Feed them, clothe them, teach them, gospel them, get a church built over here, get a priest over here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, we're not all going to go and establish monasteries, and that's not the point. Because a monastery can be the Kresland's house, and it probably is a monastery of sorts. A monastery can be the Simpson house, and it probably is a monastery of sorts. Hopefully, a monastery can be the church house, although some days, I'm not sure. A monastery can be the Sherman compound in Utah of sorts. You see where all this is leading. But you got to know, you got to get on the road. You know, this abstract, well, now we want a Christian. What does that even mean? Well, I want to live in Christian America. What the hell does that mean? You mean while we're bombing people in the third world and accepting collateral damage as some kind of a benefit? Collateral damage, women and children. Wow, they shouldn't have been born in Yemen. Oh, the day that it comes across, someone else says, wow, that idiot shouldn't have been born in Texas.